This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Albuquerque's school board election this fall has six candidates vying for three seats. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports candidates have raised tens of thousands of dollars, with the bulk of those campaign contributions coming from businesses and labor unions.
Incumbent District 2 board member Peggy Muller Aragon had raised more than double any other candidate as of the middle of October. She pulled in nearly $27,000 with major donations from businesses in the manufacturing and energy sectors, as well as from a political action committee for real estate developers. Her opponent, Lori Harris, raised just under a third of that at $8,500, largely from the American Teachers Federation and the Central New Mexico Labor Council. Those unions and others also gave thousands to incumbent Barbara Peterson in District 4, who raised about $11,000. Her challenger, Verland Coker, received just $30. And in District 1, incumbent Yolanda Montoya Cordova got about $12,000, including major contributions from unions. Her challenger, Madeline Jones, did not file the required campaign finance report. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
You can learn more at KUNM.org.